Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share the Word of God again. I don't know if you know, but when I was a new believer, she was serving the Lord in the villages, and I was asking to the Lord for a wife. All the men, we need a wife, you know. I said, Lord, give me a wife. And some people tell, Pepe, you need to ask for a girlfriend. No, no, I need a wife. And the Lord, give me a wife. I said, right there, I saw Rosina with a hair, you know. Oh, this is the lady, okay. Lord, give me the confirmation. And I pray and, okay, Sister Rosina, look it, I am brave. Do you want to be my wife? What? I'm going to build a house for you. Yeah, I can be your wife. And take me 6 years to build the house. Because my father told me, before getting married, you need to build a house. Single people, build a house. You know, and the Lord, after 6 years, I said to my father, I was 27, Dad, I built the house already. Okay, let's go to the sister Rosina. And I was scared, but okay. Before that, I didn't like to talk. I didn't like to talk. Nobody knew my voice in the church. I was afraid to talk in front of people. And I remember Rosina saying, Lord, open the mouth of Pepe, Lord. Pepe, you need to talk. I don't know what to say. You need to talk. Lord, open the mouth of this man. Please, Lord. Please. After a few years, Lord, he talks a lot. Rosina, you pray to God. The Lord answered, and the Lord gave us more than we expected. The Lord always gives us more than we expected. He gives us more. Brothers, we have a special song. More songs, less preaching, that's good.
We know that preaching is not, it's not preaching unless we have the God's word that we preach. Nobody is saved apart from God's word. And because it's powerful, it's penetrating, and it convinces people with the help of this Holy Spirit, of course. So sister, hermana, we call her hermana, sister. Alma and I are going to sing about God's word and what it does for us.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word to my feet and a light unto my path.
When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're right there beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be with me to the
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you till the end.
Tu palabra es una lámpara a mis pies y una luz que alumbra mi ser. Tu palabra es una lámpara a mis pies y una luz que alumbra mi ser.
cuando tengo miedo o pienso que estoy perdida, aún ahí tú estás. Y nada temeré mientras tú estés aquí. Acompáñame hasta el final.
Tu palabra es una lámpara a mis pies y una luz que alumbra mi ser. Tu palabra es una lámpara a mis pies y una luz que alumbra mi ser. A pesar de tu amor, a veces tengo dudas. Te ruego, Jesús, sé mi guía. A tu lado quiero andar y amarte hasta el fin. Por favor, perdóname. Tu palabra es una lámpara a mis pies y una luz que alumbra mi ser. Tu palabra es una lámpara a mis pies y una luz que alumbra mis pies. Y una luz que alumbra.
More songs, less preaching.
I remember my salvation every day, and that gives me joy and the power to preach the gospel. So this song we are going to sing is I Will Fly Away. You know that song? In Espanol, es Yo Volaré.
Some glad morning when life is over, I far away. Sure, I fly away. I fly away, your glory. I fly away
in the morning
when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I fly away when the shadows of this life are gone. Like a bird from prison parts has flown, I fly away. I fly away, your glory. I fly away
in the morning
when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I fly away. Un gran día dejaré este mundo yo. Estaré seguro, yo volaré. Yo volaré a la gloria, yo volaré.
De mañana,
algún día, Cristo yo veré. Yo volaré. Las tinieblas dejaré atrás, yo. Nunca más yo volaré. Yo volaré a la gloria. Yo volaré
de mañana.
Algún día Cristo yo veré. Yo volaré. Yo volaré a la gloria. Yo volaré
de mañana.
Cristo, yo veré, yo volaré.
Thank you.
When I go to Mexico, I ask the pastor, "Pastor, sit down and relax. We are going to serve you." "Pastor Ticho, where is Ticho? Where is Pastor? Relax. We are here to serve you, okay? Leave it in your hands." So that's the reason the Lord opened the doors. When I go to Mexico, I have the door opens in four states of Mexico. I need to do a lot over there. Preaching on Sundays 3 or 4 times, and Mondays, even they don't have service. "Come, we will do a service if you come." But it's Thursday, doesn't matter, come and preach us. So it's an honor to be here and serving you. We are here. We are your servants. And thank you for the food. Wonderful food. We need to do these conferences every three months, brother. So I bought it. I will come. Ten minutes from here, okay? Beautiful fellowship. More than the food is the fellowship. I appreciate very much the testimony of my brother to sing, Glenda. "Oh man, I have the call. I need to go to Bangladesh. I need to go to Togo. I need to go because God so loved the world. You know, I gotta go because our Father creates all the nations, all the people. And I'm going to preach this afternoon. Okay, for those who don't know, I have 3 kids. My oldest is Jose Iram. He came when he was 8 years old. He's now married. He lives in Rochester Hills. She has a daughter, and he's married to Mackenzie. I love our daughter-in-law. I love her like a daughter. And also I have another daughter, Mimi, Noemi. Somebody knows Mimi? Okay, Mimi got married. 4 daughters, married to Javier. Great people, serving the Lord over there. And also my oldest granddaughter joining us 5 times in a mission trip. She helps teaching kids, and also she plays violin. And also I have another daughter, Candy. You know Candy? You know at what age she got saved? At 3 years old. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. How can a girl 3 years old recognize she's a sinner? I think the babies are angels. She was said, "No, I am a sinner." "You're a sinner. I am evil." But she received the Lord at 3 years old. And she got married at the age of 24 years old. And I said, "Candy, I hope I had a good take care of you for 24 years, Candy." And Candy said, "No, you didn't take care of me. I take care of you, Dad. I was protecting you." So, okay, sorry, man. Okay, 1 Timothy, I forget you are here. 1 Timothy 1, 1 Timoteo 1, 12. 1 Timoteo 1, 12 al 17.
12 through
17. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Wittenberger, for giving me the theme Friday night. So I need to prepare sermons Friday night, Saturday, for the theme. Follow me. Oh, yeah, good theme. Thank you. 1 Timoteo 1, 12.
1
al 17. Can you stand, please, hermanos?
Can we stand up, please?
Oh, yeah. If you can. If you can, yeah. We are going to stay here for 2 hours, brother. Ready to take a break. 2 hours. You know, the Hispanic culture, we start the service, but nobody knows when it's going to be done. Sorry, brother. In Argentina, it's the same?
The same in Argentina.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. But the American people are very well organized. I don't have clock in my church. Yeah. I don't have clock. We don't need it. The time didn't exist. That's the culture, brother. I'm sorry. Okay, brother. Can you read with my brother in English, please?
Okay, we'll read 1 Timothy 1:12. It says, "I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service.
Should I continue? All the way to 17.
All the way to 17. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed from me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Can you pray, brother, please?
Let's pray, brother. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it teaches us how to walk with the Lord Jesus. Thank you for those who have come before us, who are now witnesses, that now that we are holding up the torch of the Lord Jesus, they can say, well done to us. But most of all, we want to hear that from the voice of the Lord Jesus, say that we have been faithful to you. Open your word, open our hearts to receive it now through your servant, Brother Pepe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amén.
Amén. Sit down, please. Siéntense, por favor. El mensaje de hoy se llama Cinco señales que tiene un seguidor de Cristo.
Today's devotional will be about five signs of a good servant of the Lord.
Y usted dice, ¿yo seré buen seguidor de Cristo?
Am I a good follower of the Lord?
Hay cinco señales que usted debe de tener.
There's five signs that you should have.
Ahora, quiero decirles, antes que nada,
I'd like to say before we go on,
Dios creó nuestro cuerpo.
God created our bodies.
Dios nos dio todo lo que tenemos.
He's given us all we have.
Nada trajimos a este mundo.
We have brought anything.
Nada vamos a llevar.
And we are not going to take anything out of this world.
Todo lo que tiene usted,
everything that you have,
es por la gracia de Dios.
By God's grace,
es por el poder de Dios.
By his power,
su inteligencia.
Your intelligence,
sus talentos.
Your talent,
sus dones.
Gifts.
Todo es para la gloria de Dios. Bueno, cuando usted fue salvo,
when you were saved,
Dios puso en usted el Espíritu Santo.
God put his Holy Spirit in you.
El mismo Espíritu que inspiró la Biblia.
Well, the same Spirit that inspired the Holy Bible.
El mismo Espíritu que engendró el cuerpo de Cristo a María.
The same Spirit that impregnated the Virgin Mary.
Es el Espíritu que vive en nuestro corazón. Podemos decirle Padre. Padre.
Father.
Cada uno tenemos dones y talentos. Usted tiene dones y talentos. Y usted tiene que servir al Señor. Un cristiano que sigue a Cristo sirve al Señor. Cuando usted venga a la iglesia,
church,
no espere que le sirvan.
Don't wait for others to serve you.
Usted venga y sirva.
Come to church to serve.
Hable con su pastor.
Talk to your pastor.
¿En qué puedo servir?
Asking him, what can I help?
¿En qué puedo ayudar?
What can I serve?
Yo voy a las iglesias.
I go to different churches.
Y muchos cristianos no hacen nada.
And many Christians don't do anything.
Nomás esperan que les sirvan a ellos. Eso no es una señal que usted sigue a Cristo. Yo era nuevo en Cristo. Fui con mi pastor. ¿Cómo puedo servir? Oh, dice, ve a predicar a los pueblos. ¿Qué voy a hacer? ¿Vas a enseñar a los niños la palabra de Dios? Y un hermano muy valiente dijo, Pepe, what you do on Sundays?
He asked me, what do you do? ¿Qué haces los días domingos?
Oh, I speak in English, brother. What you do on Sundays? He said, I go morning service, Sunday school, and evening service. And in the night, I listen a radio program from Chicago. I have a short wave radio. So I listen 4 messages every Sunday. I was hungry. No, no, but you, what you do on Sundays? I listen for sermons. You know what this man told me? You don't do anything. You just receive, but you don't give anything. You are doing nothing. He was exhorting me. You are receiving, but you are not giving. Come and help me to plant a church. What? Come and help me to plant a church. Ven, ayúdame a plantar una iglesia. I was 19 years old, 8 months in Christ, 8 meses en Cristo. What can I do? I am planting a church, he told me. Estoy plantando una iglesia. This is the room for the adults. Es el cuarto de los adultos. Ese es el cuarto de los niños.
This is the children's classroom.
Y ese es el cuarto de los adultos.
That's the classroom for adults.
Yo enseño a los adultos.
So I taught the adults.
Y yo fui al cuarto de los niños.
Then I went to the kids.
Sí, Tony. Where are the kids?
Oh, están los niños.
Afuera.
They're outside.
En las calles.
On the streets.
¿Quieren niños?
You want kids?
Ve a las calles y tráelos.
Go to the streets and bring them in.
Yo fui a la calle.
So I went out to the streets.
Tenía mucho miedo.
I was scared.
Me subí a un gazebo, un kiosco. En el parque del pueblo. Señor, dame niños.
And I asked the Lord, give me children.
Dame niños, Señor.
Please give me children, Lord.
Es la primera vez.
It's the first time I'm here.
Estudié la historia de Noé.
I studied Noah's story.
Pero no tengo niños.
I don't have any children to
dame
teach.
Niños, Señor.
Please give me children to teach.
Y a little boy came. What are you doing? I have a class for kids. Can I go? Yeah, thank you, please. Can I bring my brothers? Yes. Can I bring my dog? Yes, you bring your dog to the class. Hermano, la primera clase en mi vida, en mi ministerio.
The first class I taught in my ministry.
Tres niños.
There were three children.
Y un perro.
And one dog.
Esa fue mi primera clase en todo mi ministerio.
My first class of all my ministry.
Pero yo quería practicar mis talentos y mis dones. Los talentos que usted tiene necesita servir en la iglesia y que otros le sirvan a usted. Usted tiene un ministerio. Ok. Candy, my daughter. She was 8 years old. And said, Dad, I have a ministry. You have a ministry, Candy? You are 8 years old. Yeah, I have a ministry. Okay, what kind of ministry? My ministry is to honor you and obey you. Wow. Niños que están aquí. Ustedes tienen un ministerio. Honrar y respetar a sus padres. Amén. Si usted honra y respeta a sus padres, le va a ir bien. Todos tenemos un ministerio. Si usted está siguiendo a Cristo, tiene un ministerio. Número dos. Usted tiene un testimonio poderoso. Si usted ha nacido de nuevo, tiene un testimonio poderoso que la gente necesita oír. Cada testimonio es diferente, pero cada testimonio es poderoso. Yo no tengo vergüenza de decirles. No solamente era adorador de ídolos, pero yo era muy maldiciente cuando era un joven. Cuando era joven. Muy. Yo estaba muerto. Estaba perdido. Pero Cristo cambió mi vocabulario. Me transformó. Sea humilde. Sea humilde. Para reconocer lo que era su vida antes. Versículo 13. Nos dice lo que Pablo era antes. Era enemigo. Perseguidor. Injuriador. Pero la gracia de Dios lo perdonó. Un seguidor de Cristo sirve a otros con gozo. Un seguidor de Cristo da testimonio. Fuimos a un restaurante, mi esposa y yo. And we saw 15 adult ladies. Vimos a 15 mujeres adultas. Muy bonitas. Vestidos de rojo. Like these ladies. All in line. Todas en línea. Que Rosina. Oh, ya, yeah, sombrero rojo. Rosina. 15 mujeres.
Rosina, 15 ladies.
Vestidas de rojo.
All dressed in red.
Sombrero rojo.
With red hats.
¿Qué están haciendo aquí?
What are they doing here?
Y luego fueron y se metieron en un lugar privado.
So they went to a private room in that restaurant.
Rosina, están muy serias.
Look, they look so serious.
Y Rosina, ay no, Pepe, ¿qué estás pensando hacer, Pepe?
He said, what are you planning to do, Pepe?
I'm going to preach the gospel to them. Voy a predicarles el evangelio. No. Yeah, I will go.
He says, no.
I introduce myself to the boss of this lady, you know. Lady, madam, let me introduce myself. I am from Mexico. Say, you are? Yeah. Can I preach the gospel? I like to share my testimony to you. It's a good idea. Some ladies are sleeping here. Okay, hermano. I share the gospel. I gave my testimony to these ladies. I had the plan of salvation in English and in Spanish. And after that, they clap in me. And pay for my lunch.
Oh,
amen.
Qué bueno.
I pay for my lunch. And after that, they say, I think you can be part of the Brown Hats Club. Men's Club. You can be the members. Say, oh, hermana, sister, my the brown color is not my favorite. Usted debe de tomar cualquier forma para dar testimonio.
You should take every chance you get to give your testimony.
I remember Pastor Clarence. You remember Pastor Clarence from Rice Lake Baptist Church? Pastor Clarence Roberts? Yeah. I was here. I came from Mexico to here. Yo vine a de México aquí. Y yo pensé, bueno, voy a predicar al aire libre como México. Yeah, yo compré una máquina karaoke, así la puse arriba de mi carro con un micrófono. Y predicando en cada campo de migrantes de alrededor. Prediqué lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado. Pero Mr. Murray told me, Pepe, are you planning to preach open air every day? Winter is coming. What mean winter? In Mexico, we don't have winter. No. Here is different. Let's go. I will take you to Pastor Clarence Roberts. Pastor Clarence Roberts, very wise. Oh, you are a preacher. Yes. Tell me what you preach. I preach this is my statement of faith. That's good. I want to hear you preaching. Él vino a escucharme predicar.
He came to hear me preach.
Después de escucharme predicar,
after hearing me,
right here are the kids.
Here are the kids.
All the buildings, office, all use it for God's glory. Úsalas.
Use them.
Cuando usted tiene un testimonio,
when you have the testimony,
las puertas se abren. Usé ese edificio por 16 años.
So we used that building for 16 years.
Yo tengo que decir esto.
I have to say this.
Cada mes,
every month,
yo daba ofrenda.
I gave my offering
para pagar recibos.
For the services, like electricity and...
Pastor Clarence passed away, murió Pastor Clarence.
Away.
Y vino Pastor Fulmer.
Pastor Fulmer came.
I was scared of Pastor Fulmer. Este nos va a quitar de aquí, nos va a sacar de aquí. So I gave him double amount every month. Double. Yeah. Please, thank you. Have mercy. I don't have building. I don't have building. I have nothing. You know what happened? Ellos nunca gastaron un solo dólar.
Guess what? They didn't spend even one of those dollars I gave them.
En 16 años.
In 17 years.
16.
16 years.
Yeah. Cuando empezamos a construir nuestro templo,
when we started to build our own church building,
they gave us all the money back. Amen. Can we give them an applause? We are recording it. We are recording it. You're going to see. Hermano, encontré gracia.
I found grace.
Hermano, el testimonio es más importante que el dinero.
Testimonies are much more important than money.
De testimonio.
So give your testimony.
Número, ¿cuál sigue? I don't know. Next point, next point. Comparta la palabra.
Share the word.
Versículo 15.
Palabra fiel y digna de ser recibida por todos, que Cristo Jesús vino al mundo para salvar a los pecadores, de los cuales yo soy el primero.
Muchas personas que yo visito,
visited,
cuando visito siete veces,
times,
se mueren.
I
like to visit you. One time, una vez nada más. Pero a muchos que yo visito, hermanos, después de visitarlos algunas veces, se van con el Señor. Y muchos ya me tienen miedo. Bueno, yo oro por los enfermos. Todos los miércoles. Y arriba vamos poniendo los más enfermos. I don't have a bad record. I don't have a record. In 21 years, just two people pass away. It's not good, no bad record, man. In 21 years, two people. You are not in the top, man. You are. when I ask the people, who wants to win the top? Nobody. Hermanos, palabra de Dios. Número cuatro. Seguro de la vida eterna. Cuando una persona está segura de ir al cielo, no puede parar de testificar. I told you that I led my father to the Lord and I led my mother to the Lord, and my father passed away in my arms. Eso fue el momento más duro de mi vida.
That was the most difficult time of my life.
Él era mi héroe.
I was afraid.
He was my hero.
But he was my hero.
My father.
Mi papá.
In my arms. Él trató de decirme algo.
He tried to tell me something.
Pero ya tenía tres strokes. Three strokes. He passed away. Señor, tengo que predicar en su funeral.
Lord, I have to preach at his funeral.
En México, usted está frente al cuerpo 24 horas. Enfrente del cuerpo. Tenía que predicar. Yo no tenía sermón preparado. Yo le dije, Señor, este va a ser el sermón más difícil de mi vida. No tengo palabras. Mi corazón está roto. Pero ahí hay mucha gente que necesita escuchar el Evangelio. Necesita oír la palabra. Mi Padre está en el cielo. Pero aquí en el funeral hay mucha gente perdida.
In this
Señor, no tengo fuerza.
Lord, I don't have the strength.
Cero fuerza.
Zero.
¿Puedes darme tu poder?
Could you give me your power?
Por favor.
Please.
Hermano, dijo Pablo,
so Paul says,
todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
In Christ that strengthens me.
Y el poder vino.
And that his strength came to me.
Y prediqué.
And I preached.
Mucha gente fue salva. Usando el cuerpo de mi padre en los funerales. Dios usa el poder del Evangelio. Necesitamos dar la palabra. Hay vida eterna. Versículo 16. ¿Lo puede leer, hermano?
But I received the mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life.
¿Usted da testimonio?
You give your testimony?
¿Sirve a otros?
Serving others?
¿Está enamorado de la palabra?
You're in love with his word?
¿Usted es seguidor de Cristo?
You are a follower of Christ.
Y por último,
and lastly,
mire, yo he visto a muchos cristianos que se apartan del camino de Dios. Algunos por desánimo, otros porque sus oraciones no son contestadas, pero algunos cristianos, algunos siervos de Dios, agarran gloria, toman gloria para ellos. Ya, orgullo. Muchos cristianos se sienten orgullosos porque están muy bendecidos, muy usados. Y recordemos que en nuestro ministerio toda la gloria es para Dios. Toda la gloria para Dios. Todo el fruto que tenemos es para la gloria de Dios. No gloria para Pepe, o hermano David, ningún misionero. Toda la gloria es para Dios, que murió y derramó su sangre por nosotros. No tomemos gloria. Y cuando más Dios nos use, demos más gloria a Él. Versículo 17. ¿Lo puede leer, hermano?
To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Dios los bendiga.
God bless you all.
Somebody told me you need to be done at 2:30.
And he's done at 2:28.
Thank you.